The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns, and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today, I simply want to share a little bit about St. Josephine Bakhita, because I imagine that she's a saint whom very few of us know about. She's one of those on my list whom I want to read a book about soon, but I've not yet done that. I just had the chance to do a quick Google search on her to discover a few facts about her life. She was canonized by Pope John Paul II. She is the first Sudanese saint, the first saint from the country of Sudan. She was born in the year 1869, and when she was just a little girl, she was kidnapped by slave traders, and she was bought and sold in slavery numerous times. Her early years were so horrific that really I shouldn't speak of them from the pulpit, except to say this. When she finally became free as a young woman, they found over 114 different scarrings on her body from what she had suffered during slavery, all the pain inflicted upon her. After her freedom, she would say this. "If I were to meet those who kidnapped me, and even those who tortured me, I would kneel down and kiss their hands. For if these things had not happened, I would not have been a Christian and a religious today." Saying that God used all that evil to bring about good in her life. When she was a teenager, she was finally bought by an Italian man who was a consul. And remember, even all throughout Europe, slavery was still legal. And for the first time, she was not abused as a slave. It was her first introduction to Christianity. That man had her as a slave for a few years and then entrusted her to a Christian family who had a little girl that they needed assistance to take care of. That family, during a move, had Bakhita and their daughter live with the Canossian sisters in Italy for a period of several months, for an extended period of time. Bakhita would say this, "That was when I finally learned about the God whom I had experienced in my heart from the time I was a little girl. Seeing the sun, the moon, and the stars as a child, I would say to myself, who could be the master of these beautiful things? And I felt a great desire to see him, to know him, and to pay him homage." After she was baptized by the Canossian sisters, she would always call our Lord very affectionately, "the master." And when people would say, "Bakhita, how are you doing?" she would reply with a smile, "as the master desires," because she had found a master who was all love. People would come upon her from time to time in the chapel, kissing the baptismal font. And they would say to her, "Bakhita, what are you doing?" And she would say, "Here I became a daughter of God." Just to close with two of her sayings, she would say, "Be good, love the Lord, and pray for those who do not know him. What an incredible grace it is to know God. And the last words she ever spoke, after a long period of suffering on her deathbed, in ecstatic joy, she said, "Our Lady, Our Lady," and died with a smile on her face as she took her last breath and Mary brought her home to heaven. We ask Bikita to help us to come to know what a sweet master of love our Lord really is, and how he uses all things for the good if we ask him to.